Hey everybody, this is Shelton. Let's talk about the music. All right, so this is episode 24. This is the third look back at the past seven episodes. We're gonna look at episode 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 is the second mix of the past seven. And then we're also gonna look at episode 21, 22, and 23. Okay? So that's all seven. Now, I'll give you guys a heads up now. The fourth recap is going to be the last recap of season one. All right. I do have a season two getting ready to take off already, and I will give you guys more about that towards the end of season one. Okay. Things are starting to happen, baby. Anyway, and so again, before I go into the last seven, I want to ask you guys, thank you for bearing with me on my how I'm defining this podcast as a solo podcaster. I'm having a lot of fun. Didn't think I would have a lot of fun, but I'm having a blast doing this on my own. And yeah, and again, thanks to my staff that I do have and keep me on in line and all that groovy stuff. So, alrighty. And then also, you guys know, on June 18th, I will be graduating from a Green River College. So this last seven, this last four sevens coming up is leading towards my graduation. So yeah, yay, me, I did it. Okay, guys, so you ready to rock? Alrighty, so hit and like and subscribe to LCHCN. Let's talk about the music. Go sign the newsletter, and here we go. Papa Satch, play that theme song for me. Hit it, guys!
Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the band. Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the sound. Let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the music.
So this is episode 16. Episode 16 was about Man in the Mountains. Their topic was gear and music structure. But there's a funny little clip in there that I thought was a lot more fun than having the topic. So somehow me and the drummer, we became family. Check this clip out.
But yeah, it's nice to have. You were at the one in Seattle, right? Or
Yes,
oh, the
yes.
first, yeah. That I had a. Did it sound okay? Because I had walking pneumonia.
Yeah, you and I need to have a conversation because I got sick because of you.
You can't get the walking pneumonia from me. That's a
Oh,
lung thing. Yeah.
I was sick for a week and
Oh
a
my God, that's bad.
half.
Yeah, I was almost a month.
I was basically had to cancel two shows I had to go to. So,
That wasn't
dude, I mean, I was like, I was feeling fine. Like, why am I getting sick? Where am I getting this from? And
Yeah,
when I
it's going
interviewed
around everywhere.
15 sti 15 Stitches, they're telling that you didn't show up because you were sick. And just like, oh, that rat bastard.
No, it was like so I had been actually sick about a week and a half before that. And that's when the fever went away, but it went into my lungs.
Oh
And so I
no.
had a sinus infection and I had the walking pneumonia at the same time. And so every now and then, if you were watching, you could have caught me catch a puff in my inhaler back there because I could have opened my airway up. But, yeah, luckily these guys are so solid.
Yeah, because I remember you coming around Giselle and Corey's table, and so you were doing whatever you're doing, and you walked away. So just like, yeah, I guess I was trying to catch a cold, and whatever you had jumped on to me, what part of it anyway. So I guess it's wrong. I guess we're family now. I don't know.
That's right. Yep. Share viruses.
Yep. Exactly. Okay, dokie. So episode 17 is going to be the Amsterdam International Festival. And where they got the idea and the name, this is my very first festival. I hope I do more festivals into season 2. And so anyway, check this out. This is all about Amsterdam Festival in Virginia.
Yeah, great question. Well, I would say I think it's really the breadth of our programming that we just encompass everything, special guests, films, music, theater, dance, authors, and the professional workshop series. Mm-hmm. And I think just the variety we offer and then also the community aspects, because even if it's your first time attending the festival, I think you can really sense that the community vibe and that people are really open to connecting and hearing about what you're working on, what you're interested in, and offering any tips and helpful hints that they can.
Okay, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, everything Liz said. I would throw in that also the community itself is really unique. The city of Williamsburg is a charming place. A lot of people here in Williamsburg, even folks within an hour or two away, and they just think of that Colonial Street in the middle, Duke of Gloucester okay. Street, where all the people are wearing the old-timey outfits, and that's fun, and that's there, and it's a living museum. But the city is also just a really cool small city that has unique restaurants and cool stores and fun things to do. And the city's also changed a whole lot. Liz and I were students there a couple decades ago, and the time then, you know, it was like it very much was campus in a bubble, and there wasn't a lot to do within walking distance. Now that downtown Williamsburg is vibrant and exciting, yeah. And there's a lot going on. So not only do we have alums coming back who haven't been back in years and are now big professionals in their fields, and they're like, wow, this place has really changed since I was here. We also have people coming from out of town to check out this incredible programming who are like, oh, I thought Williamsburg was just a person making barrels. I had no idea about these cool breweries or these delicious restaurants or these new stores that have cool, trendy things like right here, all in one place. So it's a way to experience a city that you maybe haven't fully considered,
right?
While also checking out, like having this great festival to give you something to do around the clock.
All right, episode 18. 18 was a fun show. It was Julia Tango, my good friends out there, and then the outlaw duos. And I couldn't figure out what is the best way to do a clip on this one because it was a really awesome show. If you have missed it, it's going to be on YouTube right now. Go look for Julia Tango on episode 18, okay? Anyway, so I asked them, what is their worst tour they have ever taken? And, well, check this clip out. It's the worst tour.
No, probably a gas station.
Gas station.
Would be more bizarre. On our way to Texas for South by Southwest, there was every kind of obstacle you could ever imagine. Like, it was like the universe collectively was trying to stop us getting to this festival. And we ran out of gas and gas money. We had car troubles. And so at the gas station
Wait, remember when I told you that time was shrinking like this?
Yeah.
And then we left. We had a van. The van broke down. We had to get another van going. I was working on building up like a race van, like this, like, you know, drag race van. Yeah. We ended up taking that fucking thing. And that motor is not fucking cheap on gas. And then we got it running just like in the nick of fucking time. Like the days we're supposed to be there, like this day, like here. And then that day, this day. And the big show is this day. And then all the other little shows in between, whatever. So the days are ticking down. And then we left this flip. We only had $2 in our pocket, a full tank of fucking gas. I negotiated with a bar owner that's up north. I was like, I'll play X amount of shows for you for this amount of money up front. He had a pot farm down in Oregon. We met him at the pot farm. He gave us enough money that got us to LA. And then when we got to LA, we started doing ghetto shows the whole way that strip from LA across. And usually when we go, we'll go like this way through, like, Colorado into New Mexico and this way. We did the I-5 corridor down because I figure if we run out of gas and we're fucked, at least we have like civilization that will keep us going. And then this strip over. And just different gas stations, different places, and like this one, the one show that got us into all the way into Austin, we ran into a cowboy named Preston, just badass dude, real cowboy, not like fake cowboy, like real, like he
A cowboy.
like a cowboy, like cowboy, like he's always on there showing pictures of him,
100%.
like wrestling like cattle and shit.
Yeah.
He filled our tank, and I'm like, "Are you sure you want to fill it?" He's like, "You guys are awesome, fill it." And I'm like, "Are you sure you want to fill this tank?" And like, it's like $200. And you're just
Yeah.
like, "Shit, thank you, sir."
We get to these gas stations and we literally pull out my hi-hat, snare drum, my kick drum,
Kick
and a
drum.
drum stool, and he'd get his guitar and like a little amp, and we'd find an outlet outside of a gas station.
Or
We
the
used to have one.
fucking inverter, but the inverter sucks
Yeah.
because the inverter's really quiet. Like when you turn it up too loud, it'll click the fuse thing.
Yeah.
So if we could plug in somewhere there,
Yeah.
loud.
Yeah. And then we sit there and just play outside a gas station.
Play for gas.
Yeah. And get,
Well,
a couple
well.
bucks here, a couple bucks there until we could get enough gas to get to the next
Well, that's one way to make a tour. Tour for gas.
Yeah.
Well, we originally had shows booked, but like the time the shows
Right,
yeah.
weren't done, and
Yeah.
then
Yeah, we were supposed to arrive in Texas on like what, Sunday? And
yeah.
then like our big shows were like at the end of that week, that like the next weekend. And it was like our van broke, and then it's Sunday, it's Monday, it's Tuesday. Like, we gotta go.
Wow. That is amazing. But you made it and you did it.
Oh
And
yeah,
you're living to tell about it.
yeah,
Yeah.
I'm fucking. There's been so every time going to South by has always been some sort of adventure, and that was probably the most hectic one. But
Okay, so episode 19 is a very special project episode for me. I'm Megan Story and Sunny did the Spotlight Creative Women on March 23rd and inviting me to it. And here's a little clip of how they basically came up with the idea. This was brilliant. And they invited me to be part of it. So check this out.
I'm really excited about this because I am all about celebrating creativity and other people and putting the spotlight on people. And I think this is a great idea and I'm really excited to be part of it and get it going. And we're just going to have a bunch of beautiful women come and bring their beautiful wares. We've looked high and low for the best people around the sound to bring their artistic flair and what they do, and we want them to come and shine at, on this Sunday afternoon. So it's going to be a great time for everybody. Gina Bellevue is going to be there, and Sunny and I are going to be there, and then we've got several different visual artists of all kinds that are coming to set up tables with their different wares, and people will be able to kind of peruse and look at different things and ask questions and talk to people and buy stuff, and I'm really excited about it.
cool. Sunny, what's
yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to share the stage, all three of us, and share our songs that we've written. And while people listen to the show, they'll be able to browse around and buy different things that these Northwest women have made. There's going to be like glass beads and paintings and jewelry, and just it'll be so much fun, and it's open to the public. And I think tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held at the Spanish Ballroom on March 23rd. And yeah, so Megan and I, we started talking about, she asked me if I would join her on this bill, and I said sure. And then I'm like, let's do something bigger, and she's like, yeah, let's. And we just put our heads together, and we came up with this, well, why don't we make it about Northwest women artists, and let's hand pick them ourselves through people that we know and people who we've loved to see and stuff. And we're thinking about making this a yearly thing, like an annual gala. And you know, it just happens that it's during Women's History Month now. Didn't know, but that just kind of coincided with the whole thing. So it should be a really, really fun afternoon. It's a Sunday, and it's going to be earlier in the day. So bring everyone. Men are invited too. You know, it's just going to be a nice all ages event.
Now, episode 20 is all about the second mix of the last seven. That was episode 15 through 8, I do believe. And that's on YouTube and where you can listen to your podcast now. You can listen to that now. Alrighty. So in 21 is Buzz and Loaded. We are talking about AI Takeover. And we were talking about Phil Kilmore. Now, this episode dropped a week before he passed away. So this is my tribute to Phil Kilmore. Check this out. Well, the thing is, it's just like, I know a lot of actors are concerned about it because they had on strike over it.
Like, yeah.
2-3 years ago, even my friend Ty, who's a voiceover, he couldn't even get any kind of work because of that strike. But the thing is, there is good things and there are bad things having AI generation, because look at Val Kilmore. He's able to act again. And he lost his voice during a throat cancer. So he's able to come back and do Top Gun again with Tom Cruise. He is now looking to go back to Willow and work on Willow, the series now. So without the AI recreating his voice, he's able to act again.
Right. And I agree with you there, but that is such a, what I would say, talk about one percenters, that would fall into that. Because I remember when John Candy had passed away, they hadn't finished shooting the movie Wagons West, I think it was.
I remember that.
So they ended up using like B-roll footage of them and just pieced together bits of dialogue that were cut from the scenes. And that was, you know, that was pretty big back then. But I went and saw the Top Gun Maverick and was really touched knowing, because I watched the Val Kilmer documentary, and I was really interested to see how they were going to do it. AI in that circumstance.
All righty. So this is episode 22. 22, I'm going to have two clips from this one, because I'm very, very proud of this project that Sunny and Megan did at the Spotlight Creative Women. This is going to be one, Allie, my friend from Basement Roots Entertainment. She's introducing of the whole show, and I'm very proud that she was there. And then the last clip of that of 22 will be me saying how awesome, congratulations to the girls. So check these two out side by side.
Hi everybody,
hi, I'm at
the McMiniman's Temple. You can hear sound check in the background for the creative ladies of the Pacific Northwest Convention. Air shells, Pixie Shells, setting up the LTATM booth. Woo. Some good music, check out some local artists, and do some interviews and have a good time. Come on down if you got time.
All right, we're doing the aftermath of the Spotlight Creative Women in Pacific Northwest here at Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma, Washington. Megan and Sunny, who are the hosts of the event. So, ladies, how was your first event?
This was a blast.
We just kicked ass.
We just totally kicked ass. Yes. We had a great time.
It was amazing.
Thank you so much for coming out and you're for very, videoing everything.
You're very welcome. I got all the vendors. I got you guys. I got photos of you. I definitely got photos of Sunny. I'm already tagging her already. And you guys were freaking amazing. And you know the interview we had on the 19th? You said that she was going to be amazing. Fucking incorrectly. She blew my... I got emotional.
She's incredible.
I got chills. And then I heard Gina, and I got chills watching her say. So it is like, though, you three are amazing. And I can see this going stronger and happier and more. Because Allie has ideas for you to grow this festival too.
Thank so. You.
Vendors, all having a good time?
Yes, thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah. And I had a good time for having my very first podcast live. So telling Megan's story, it is like, it's her fault. I got my banner gun. I got everything situated. And now I'm getting ready to officially launch probably in a few weeks. So her fault. So you guys did an amazing job. I am very proud of both of you for doing this. And I'm excited to see what you guys do next year.
And we want to give a big shout out to you, Shells, for promoting this. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We want to support your podcast and watch you like reach for the stars.
Man. Thank you. Yeah. And another thing I do to also, Miss Megan, is that you know I do a review, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will be doing a review on this event.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You were welcome. Put everything in there and all this stuff. So, yeah. So, yeah, again, this was an amazing event. I am very proud of both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shelby.
You're welcome.
You,
all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a great night.
And the last one is episode 23. And this is going to be on Marjorie taking the reins of interviewing, passing the notes. I love that she went out there and did this interview. So check out the clip.
All right, this is Let's Talk About the Music, interviewing Pass the Note. And why don't you explain who you are and what you do and where you're from and all that good stuff at the Ampersand Festival.
Yes, we're Passing Notes. We're an all upper voices group at the College of William and Mary. So we're all soprano or alto. And yeah, we arrange all our own music and we sing songs from pop hits from today, all the way back to 60s, like soft rock, that kind of thing, old and oldies. So yeah.
And do you all want to introduce yourselves or first names?
My name's Edie. I'm the treasurer, so I'm helping us raise money for our album that we're recording. I'm a junior because we're all undergraduates.
They're all from William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I'm Molly. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Brianna. I'm the music director of Passing Notes, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Emma, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Brooke. I'm a junior, and I'm the president.
Yeah, I'm Hannah, I'm a sophomore, and I am the recording chair for Passing Notes.
I'm Lila, I'm a freshman.
I'm Elizabeth, I'm a junior, and I'm vice president.
I'm Maddie, and I'm a freshman.
Okay, is anyone studying music at William & Mary?
Yeah.
You are? Okay.
I have a minor right now, and I'm hoping to do music direction later for ideally theater performances, but also possibly for churches.
Okay, and is this the only group that all of you are in, or is it anybody in, like,
I'm in the second group. There's a competitive group here at William & Mary called Mercy Active, but that is separate from all the other groups.
Okay. Are you any of you, like, in a band, writing music, privately, or, you know, even if you're in your own thoughts and prayers, you know?
We have a friend that writes and performs her music, but she's not here right now.
What type of music do you guys like best to arrange for these performances? Because a cappella is not easy. It's not easy.
I personally like arranging songs where I can like bring in my own kind of ideas for them and don't have to just follow the original song. I think that's always really cool and really fun and something that you don't really get to do with stuff they don't have a cappella.
Is there a particular era that lends itself that you guys prefer, or is it all over the place?
We've been doing a lot of like doo-wop lately.
That's perfect for a cappella though. I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. Probably you heard that in the womb.
Yeah. A lot of music that just people our age really like, because we always try to work for our audience. But a lot of like the doo-wop or older stuff works really well because it's a lot of like voice work in them, but also a lot of songs that have like a lot of instrumental in the background.
Right.
It's really cool to figure out how to work with those instruments and change it in a way that works with your voice instead. So that's something I like a lot.
To be a voicestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone play any other instrument other than your voice?
Yeah.
Nice.
I also play accordion.
Okay.
You play cool instruments.
All right, and are any of you, do any of you do like Appalachian, do you ever do like bluegrass or any of that for, from the area? Be interesting.
There is an Appalachian music ensemble at William & Mary, and they do some really cool stuff.
Okay.
I don't think any of us are involved in there, but they're really cool.
All right, and so you are passing notes. And this is your information, and you're at William & Mary, and I thank you so much for this interview, and I'll get back to you later on where you can find us. I think we are on Facebook, and we also have a website, okay?
Okay, that is the wrap of the past 7. Again, the next 7 is going to be recording here soon. And I will be doing my 4th installment of the recap. And I have lots of surprises going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, again, check me out on the Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get on the newsletter. Like this podcast that you're listening to and all that jazz. I'm on Facebook, Blue Sky, Instagram, let's talk about the music.com. I'm graduating on June 18th, so I'm going to be walking. I am super excited about the next journey. And in September, I'll be heading to Central Washington University to start my next chapter. So I'm excited. So you guys, my faithful and loyal listeners and watchers, you're going with me to Central. Alrighty? Because Let's Talk About the Music is not going to stop. We're going to keep on going through my degrees and all this stuff. So you guys are going to go with me this time. Alrighty? Okay, guys. So that's a wrap. And I'll see you guys in another time. You have an awesome day. Be positive. Change your mindset. And, shoot for the stars, guys. I mean, seriously. This has been great. And if you don't feel uncomfortable doing something, go do it anyway. You know what I mean? Anyway, you have an awesome day. Take care of yourselves. And let's talk about that music, because the music is everywhere. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk About the Music. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Remember, the show is more than just a podcast. It's a multimedia experience. You can enjoy the content as a blog, a bold audio and visual format, or stay tuned to connect with other conversation. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, like, and hit that subscribe button, as that way you'll never miss an episode. Also, be sure to sign up for our newsletter for our latest update and exclusive content. Until next time, grab your headphones or tune in visually, and let's keep that music journey together. Let's talk music, because the music is everywhere.